Of course, the Greeks enjoyed a certain degree of safety, because their country lay hidden beyond the deep waters of the Aegean. But here their old enemies, the Phoenicians, stepped forward with offers of help and advice to the Persians. If the Persian king would provide the soldiers, the Phoenicians would guarantee to deliver the necessary ships to carry them to Europe. It was the year 492 before the birth of Christ, and Asia made ready to destroy the rising power of Europe. As a final warning, the king of Persia sent messengers to the Greeks asking for earth and water as a token of their submission. The Greeks promptly threw the messengers into the nearest well, where they would find both earth and water in large abundance, and thereafter, of course, peace was impossible. But the gods of high Olympus watched over their children, and when the Phoenician fleet carrying the Persian troops was near Mount Athos, the storm god blew his cheeks until he almost burst the veins of his brow, and the fleet was destroyed by a terrible hurricane, and the Persians were all drowned. 2 years later, more Persians came. This time they sailed straight across the Aegean Sea and landed near the village of Marathon. As soon as the Athenians heard this, they sent their army of 10,000 men to guard the hills that surrounded the Marathonian plain. At the same time, they dispatched a fast runner to Sparta to ask for help. But Sparta was envious of the fame of Athens, and refused to come to her assistance.